Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss our favorite comedies. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me, as always, is first in the Bay Area, Northern Bay Area of California, Greg. How are you, Greg?
Are you doing well? How about yourself, Ozzy?
I am fantastic, and I'm telling you something. I'll say I'm the stunningly stupendous student of stupidity, and it's pretty stupid to talk to the space. I mean, in the video, it makes sense, but to me, I'm talking to just air, and I think it's fun for the program. I mean, it's a flesh wound farce. I mean, it's not supposed to be serious. We're supposed to have fun.
Unlike right? our other shows, right?
No. I mean, Todd, like, it's just that, I don't know. I mean, like, come on. How many times do I have to see Dan in his hat? I mean, we get it, right? This at least seems more natural. This seems like we're having a conversation. Like, and I mean, you're not looking back at me, but you know,
I really don't want to look at you.
Oh, right. I can't see. See, here's the tricky part is that I, to the video, seem like I'm looking at you, but I can't tell if you're looking at me. I can't tell what.
Well, I'm looking straight at you. Okay. And all I see
Wait,
is
straight at me via the camera, straight at me, appear to be at me.
You're ruining the gimmick, Ozzy. I'm just I'm sorry.
Right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've had enough stupid to start out with. How are you gentlemen doing? We saw Dutch this week. It was pretty fun. I had fun watching it. It definitely a John Hughes movie. Now, not directed by John Hughes. This screenplay was written by John Hughes. And the cast stars Ed O'Neill, also as Christopher McDonald, and Ethan Randall playing a 13-year-old. Let me read the synopsis real quick.
I'm just going to jump in real quick. Ethan Embry, because for some reason, at some point, he changed his name.
Yes.
And that is what he is known by now.
Yes. Ethan Embry. Formerly FKA. FKA.
Oh, the cover still has the old one.
Randall. And as does the synopsis. Speaking of which, working man Dutch, Ed O'Neill, is dating the divorced Natalie Jo Beth Williams, and he offers to drive her stuffy 13-year-old Doyle, played by Ethan Randall or Ethan
Embry.
From his private school in Atlanta to his mother's home in Chicago for Thanksgiving. Doyle is not interested as he blames Natalie for the divorce and wants nothing to do with mom's new boyfriend, especially given the man's lowly working class roots. This pairing makes for a journey filled with bickering, mishaps, and eventually bonding. As I mentioned, definitely a John Hughes film. Feels like, but I think it, so this came out in 1991. And I think if it came out like 87, it probably would have been more well-known, because I don't think this is a well-known comedy.
No, and it's actually been out of print for quite a few years on DVD really? And Blu-ray. So you have better luck finding the DVD. I think this has another thing going against it, and that is the fact that 4 years before, 4 years before, there was a very similar movie that we will be talking about next week.
Oh.
Did the light bulb just go off?
It did. You know, if there's any way you could just, I mean, in fact, I would think it'd be better if you did it like the Beavis and Butthead one, where it was like flickering, and then a fly would come in and, or like maybe it's the fly trap one, but yeah, definitely. Well, I mean, if you haven't figured that out yet, we'll get to that at the end of the movie or series show here. So, I forgot where I was going.
Sorry. You were going to talk about the movie.
Well, I was going to talk about the movie. And as I was saying, if it came out 4 years earlier, it's funny I used that specific because it's be a good movie in 87. So, now that it's
in it was.
No, well, you know what I mean. But I will say that Ed O'Neill in the role did at least make me laugh. And it definitely had heart to it. I think this is something, I guess, that would be more, maybe I should say more for kids, because you had a child that one could relate to, I guess. But I think, and as I'm, what we'll do is have going through the reviews first and then have a spoiler alert and then go into our favorite moments, because definitely my favorite moment is a spoiler. So we don't want to spoil anyone in case anyone is interested in watching it. But I will say, as a comedy movie, I would give it a 3. But as a John Hughes movie, I'd give it a 3.5, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. No, big time. I agree with you when it comes to the comedy movie bit of it. Yeah, it's probably more like a 3. Like, it had its great funny moments. But it wasn't, you know, the entire movie laugh out loud. It was more about the story. But as a story, and maybe it's because I forgot so much of it, so it was basically like watching it again for the first time. You know, with everything going on, I enjoyed it a lot. I'd go so far as to give it a 4, just as a movie. But for a comedy, a 3.
Yeah, but definitely, yeah. I see what you mean. Todd?
I definitely have nostalgia for this one. So I did see it theatrically way back in 1991. Yeah, 1991. One thing I did notice rewatching it, and this isn't a spoiler, the character is a lot more Jay Pritchard than it is Al Bundy. And it kind of feels like, you know, that's where he kind of went with that character. And I think that actually may have a reason to do with why this wasn't super successful. Because of Ed O'Neill, and so many parents were all like up in arms over Married with Children, that I think a lot of them didn't want to take their kids to a movie with them. I think that hurt the box office.
When you say Jay Pritchard, are you referring to his character on Modern Family?
Yes, sorry. For those who don't, yes, that would be Modern Family character.
I didn't realize that, but that totally makes sense that you could tell me that the Modern Family show, like if his name on Modern Family was Dutch, is it Dutch Dooley?
Yes.
Dutch Dooley. If his name on Modern Family is Dutch Dooley, I wouldn't even pat an eye and be like, oh, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
That's fair. Where's
The facial expressions were definitely Al Bundy. Yeah.
But that's his moneymaker, I realize, is that he has such a way of conveying an emotion through his face. And we'll get into it partially in one of my favorite scenes, but it feels like such a organic, like when you're talking to somebody face to face and, you know, they get a facial expression and you feel exactly what they're feeling. He's telling you exactly how he feels with his face. He has a great way of doing that. But sorry, Todd, I didn't mean to take that away from you. You didn't get
it. No, no. Honestly, I'm probably would go with a 4 too, actually, for if I'm just doing like John Hughes, and I'd probably do 3.5 on comedy. It's not as farce as like a lot of the other stuff we've done. It's more of just a straightforward narrative that, you know, is a comedy. So compared to the other stuff, I'm kind of a little lower.
Yeah, we kind of jumped the shark when we started with Mel Brooks.
So. Well, I mean. With Halloween around the corner, how could you not do Young Frankenstein and Dracula Dead and Loving It? But I think at this point, it's safe to say that we can jump into the spoiler alert section of the program.
Well, before you do that, I'm just going to throw out one little trivia bit that isn't spoilers.
Okay.
Did you guys know 12 years later, these two reunited on the 2003 Dragnet reboot?
Oh,
yeah.
Son of a God damn it.
And he was Ethan Embry that time, so maybe that's why you didn't.
I was thinking to myself, like, man, I love seeing these two guys together. It feels like I've seen it before. Like, they're so good. Damn it. That makes total sense. And because he changed his name to Ethan Embry, I never made the connection.
Yeah. But I never really
like that show, by the way.
I did too, actually. So,
go ahead.
All right, now go ahead and kick into your spoilers. I just wanted to throw that info out there.
I'm not so. This is going to be the warning, spoiler alert. Now, I'll start with one of my favorite. I gotta say two because both these moments made me laugh to tears. Right, and I think what's great about this whole movie is the setup for everything, because it took like the first part of the movie was good at setting up who the characters were and how, you know, how they react towards one another. You really feel for Dutch's character because he's really trying to get on this kid's good side, and the kid's just not having it. So much setup. So it sets up for what's ahead, specifically for when they're in the shelter eating the dinner, and you see he takes the tray out, and then he's putting everything, and he splits the bread, and he pours the can of apple juice into the glass, like just so, and everybody's staring at him. And then the moment when it's just camera shot after shot after shot after shot of everybody just frozen, I lost it right there. Because this whole time you've seen this kid built up as this preppy, you know, he's just snotty. You want it. Get this kid. I wrote this down. I think this is why I came up with the phrase. This is like Jared Kushner. Sorry to get pulled, whatever, but I say this seems like a guy who's never been punched in the face. That's what this kid felt like, is a kid who's never been just slapped, punched in the face, and punched was the when they left him out in the cold, having to walk 50 miles to the motel. Like that built into his character development. I thought that was awesome, but you see him like, how he, I guess, like, was so, I don't know, such a clash with this style of just societal groups that he's with, that to see him do that and just everybody's reaction, it just, I laughed my ass off. And then shortly thereafter, the cot scene, when Dutch's cot kept breaking, and the timing of just bum bum, and then the pause, beat beat beat, breaks again. Like those two moments had me in tears. But I think it had me in tears because it set me up, because I knew what these characters went through in the beginning, and then to this like point right here, like of course, like his bread breaks, you know. But yeah, who would like to go on next?
You know, I'll jump in real quick because I really want to touch upon that, you know, guy who hasn't been punched in the face moment. Like, as someone who went through that, like, I was a pretty, I grew up in not the best areas, but, like, for the most part, my life was really good, you know. And sometimes mouthed off a bit, you know. And one time a dude punched me in the face for it. And let me tell you, like, my dad took me over. We met up with the family. They were like, hey, we heard your son punched him in the face. And they were like, well, we heard your son said this. And my dad looks at me, he goes, did you say that? I go, yeah. He goes, well, you deserve to be punched in the face. So, you know, like, seeing a movie like this reminded me of, like, and I'm pretty liberal guy, but like sometimes you just need that, like that ethic, you know, just to be look at reality. And that's why I love this movie. Like, it really was a wonderful, beautifully done movie. But that being said, favorite joke of this, like you said, Ozzy, it's all about the setup. It is all about the setup. And there was a joke that was being set up through about three quarters of the movie, and it involved a gun. And
yes.
Now, when the very last moment, like, they could have kept it. John Hughes movie, they could have kept it. He pulls out the gun and looks at him and laughs, and they all are like, ha! Good. Like, that's great, you know. Cut. No. Shot. Scream. Brilliant. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That was. But just to touch on that, when you mentioned the gun, the scene. Well, I don't know. This might be Todd's one. Todd, go ahead.
Well, I'll go with my, I didn't, cause there's so many scenes I like. I mean, I love the fire one. I love the hooker one, shocker. But I love E.G. Daly in that one too. My line though is, nothing burps better than bacon. Your water looked tasty. Every time it makes me laugh.
But the one scene I wanted to praise, because it wasn't so much a line, and I know I mentioned the scenes earlier, but also when the kid pulls the BB gun out, and he's, because the guards are looking to beat him up. Mm. And then that's when Dutch says, "Oh, you've done it now." He said, "Hey, why don't we find a nice motel for you to burn down?" Like, this is just like, man, it was fun to see that interaction. And then, like, again, set up this whole time, you don't see them cooperating. And this is a moment where they have perfect cooperation to get out of a situation where it's necessary. Also where he's in the phone booth and he tries to call his mom after being left by him in the snow. And after he hangs up, he sighs and he says, "Shit." That was like a moment where he got punched in the face. But not emotionally, but just as life punched him in the face right there. Yeah, and yeah. And that it brought him down or whatever, or it brought him to that level that, like, this is why people curse a lot of the time. And you kind of see in the beginning of the movie, he displays that he doesn't really have a reason to curse because he's been in this perfect lifestyle to a degree. But did you have some other trivia that did have spoiler by chance?
No, I really didn't. I mean, other than that stuff, I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I didn't say I had a lot of trivia this week.
I know. I wasn't sure because you said I have trivia. This one is not a spoiler, so I don't know if that.
Oh, no, I meant like, and this one is not a spoiler. So, yeah, sorry.
Got it. No.
Now I feel like I should have had more trivia waiting to go.
No, there's no. It's not a need to have more trivia. I mean, we've gone over the film. And hopefully, if you have not seen it. It's not streaming anywhere. We had
That's what I'm saying. This is now a Disney owned. We went
to Todd Blockbuster Video.
This is now a Disney owned property.
Oh, so we're never going to see it at all.
It was a Fox release, so
right, 20th Century Fox now. So it
come on, Disney Plus.
It's no, I mean, they could license it to Hulu because it's not like
that is true. That, well,
didn't they own or do they still own the Miramax movies?
No,
or Touchstone.
Well, Touchstone's always just been a Disney offshoot, so yeah. But
okay. So and where's Tombstone streaming?
I don't know who has the rights right now, but I know Disney does control the majority of Hulu, so well, that's why you
Disney put it on Hulu. It's a great, especially Thanksgiving. We mentioned Thanksgiving. It's great holiday movie and very fun. Definitely recommend watching it. We wouldn't watch it if actually that's not true. I shouldn't say because there could be one comedy we say in the future to warn people saying, don't watch this movie.
Yeah.
So definitely recommend it if you come across it on DVD or if you can.
Yeah. This thing is definitely going to go on my cycle of holiday treasures.
Yeah. It's fun. It's 100% fun. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching. If there's nothing else, gentlemen, that you wanted to touch on this fantastic piece of cinema.
I've got a PS5 waiting for me. I think I'm...
Can Ozzy deprive you about a half hour of game time?
Wait, like I don't have game time? Come on, man!
Okay, wait, can I ask you a serious question? Were you not playing while you were waiting for everything to reboot?
Yes and no. Okay. Hold on a second. I played until 9 o'clock and I was like, okay, this thing's gonna be done in 5 minutes. I'm gonna, because I told you it's we said 9:05 because it said 35 minutes at like 8:30 or whatever. So I played until 9 o'clock and then I set everything up. So yes and no. I stopped when we were close to set up, as I would have had I not needed to update.
And then when there was a delay,
I did not turn it back on. I was trying to set up the backup plan. The backup plan didn't work. So that's when I said, hey guys, good news and bad news. Not working for the backup, but 7 minutes left for the restart. And it took longer than 7 minutes. So I apologize, but I did not go back to playing as a Viking.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. So
I don't expect you would, Todd. So there it is. But anybody else having a PS5 out there, I hope you're enjoying it. And once again, we will be back next week for some more fun. We're going to be reviewing Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. also a John Hughes movie.
And I got a rant.
And Todd's got a rant. I am excited. But until then, that is the Fletchman producer, Todd. That is Greg Larson. And I'm Ozzie V, and we'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.